Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you get, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Tuesday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. His family heritage comes out when we play his game-winning song. It's just too bad he can't really sing along.
Okay.
Because he doesn't know Spanish.
Not too much.
Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody.
So you guys know Gavin DeGraw, right? So
I don't want to be anything other than what I want to be lately. Yeah, I'm familiar.
So either he's getting hacked on his Instagram or he's just a super fan of mine. I'm telling you, it's so weird. I got on Instagram and checked my notifications and he's liked pictures of mine from like months ago. And I'm like, this is weird. And I feel like there's a new like every week.
But how many back?
About two, three months.
No, but how many photos back? It's two,
yeah,
3 months.
That's not hard.
Yeah, like my wife doesn't. She doesn't post on Instagram maybe once in 3 or 4 months. So that's not a lot for her to go one back. But you, is that 10 back?
Yeah.
Back?
I would say it's about 10 to 15 back.
That's where it starts to get a little odd.
It's like, that means he's going down the whole timeline and like, oh, that's a cool picture.
But why would someone who hacked Gavin DeGraw do that as their hack?
I don't know. Maybe to go to Gavin DeGraw's his Instagram page, maybe go to his DMs. I don't know. I have no idea. But it's one of the two, and I don't know which one it is.
Or is this you just trying to brag that Gavin DeGraw...
No.
Yeah,
if he followed me and liked my picture that I posted yesterday, cool. That's awesome. It's the older pictures, though.
Yeah, I agree. It's like when, you know, if somebody's dating somebody and... Or when someone's starting to date somebody and they liked it from like 2 years ago accidentally, you know,
exactly.
They were just scrolling back and they accidentally hit the button.
So what do you think?
I don't think
it's a hacker. Are you sure that it's really him?
Yeah.
Blue check mark?
Blue check mark, everything. Yeah.
Wow. I could ask him.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, you know, how do you ask
don't
him
make
without
it
making
awkward.
It weird?
Well, we don't text a lot. He texted me a funny TikTok a couple weeks ago. So I could be like, haha, 2 weeks later. Haha. Hey, by the way, which is also awkward.
That's funny.
Let me get down to the bottom of this.
Okay.
All right, up next, he called Eddie out for eating rotten eggs last week. And he loves to relive his high school days. That's when he peaked. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Oh, last week we had a story about some kid getting stuck in a claw machine. Like, and they had to, you know, get him out with the fire department.
You're talking about where they grabbed the toys.
Yeah.
What was that noise you did?
Like the claw. Like the claw goes down.
Claw? Okay, yeah. Sounds like a wrecking ball, but go ahead.
Oh, well, I went ahead and did it. And I had to, like, I was stuck in a claw machine and I called a claw company.
So you called the claw company.
Saying I'm stuck in the claw machine.
Got it. Here we go.
Thank you for calling.
I need you guys to... I see your number on the side of the machine. I need help.
What store are you calling from?
I'm inside the claw machine.
Did you say you're stuck in the claw machine?
Yeah. There, I saw an Elmo doll. And I saw it and I was like, oh, my kids would love that. And I decided I was going to try to climb up in the claw machine and now I'm stuck inside the machine. I need you to get me out.
Yeah.
I need someone to help. Help!
Oh,
help me!
God.
I'm in the machine!
Okay, listen. Okay, what store are you stuck at?
I'm at the bowling alley on the east side. Should I break the... Do you want me to break the glass? What? I can kick it out.
No, please don't do that.
I'm stuck inside the machine. How do I get out?
I understand. Listen, can I put you on a brief hold?
Put me on hold. I'm in the machine. Just send someone to help me.
Yeah, I'm working on that, sir. Listen, just I'm going to put you on a brief hold. I'll be back with you momentarily.
Don't forget about me.
What's that?
Are you on hold? Music?
Yeah.
Is that their whole music?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, sir, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm in the claw machine.
Okay,
Someone help!
Thank you for holding. I just wanted to come back on the line and let you know I did contact someone there at Bowling Alley, and they don't see you in the claw machine.
Did they come to the claw machine?
They looked, and they don't see you there.
Oh, yeah, because I'm not in the claw machine. I got you!
All right, okay.
You did get
it. Have a nice day, sir.
You did get it, though. I'll be honest, you did get it. I like that
one.
You did get it. I like that one. I like that one.
I don't know, guys.
You did, what?
What do you mean?
I mean, he's like a 40-year-old man.
I know. He got it, though.
But did you hear her?
He got it, though. I like that
he
one.
He did get her.
He got her. I like that one. Okay, up next, this person has her hands full as a mom of two, and if you don't have your toilet paper flipped the right way, she'll do it for you. Here is Amy, everybody.
So back in January, I had to go record something at the iHeart Studio that's on Broadway.
By the way, is in Nashville. It's kind of where everybody parties. There's a studio there. Right.
Yeah, it's inside Jason Aldean's bar. And so I park. You have to pay to park, though, because it's downtown. And I do my thing. I get back. I scan my little app. I pay the bill, at least I think. And then I just got some letter in the mail that I owe $70. And it has pictures of my car, my license plate coming out of that parking garage. So it's me. I know it's me.
I'm the problem. It's me.
But I swear I paid it.
Well, then you should have a receipt. It's sent to your email. This is very easy to fix. All you have to do is either go to the app or go into your email. And if you have a receipt, you have to put your email address in. It'll be there.
The thing is,
I'm starting to feel like she didn't pay it.
No. The thing is, I thought I paid it.
Okay.
I could have swore I would have never left
there. That doesn't hold up in court. Your Honor.
No, I know. But then the thing is, it's like it was for work and I was only down there for work. And if it malfunctioned, now it's a...
I don't think it malfunctioned, though.
Yeah, but I'm being fined and now it's $70.
Right. But I don't think there was a malfunction.
Okay.
If you have a receipt, that's a malfunction and they'll fix it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did it wrong, I think you have to pay it.
Okay. I figured.
I think work could probably reimburse you for whatever it cost originally.
$13.
So then you're only down like $57 if it's a $70 one.
Oh, that's it.
You know?
Yeah. It's just one of those things. So this is just your reminder of if you're scanning out of a garage, because now everybody has these QR codes. Make sure that everything registered and the payment went through.
Yeah, that's pretty normal.
I usually do that.
Yeah. I would say I'm normally pretty on top of it. But the QR codes, you got to admit.
That? You would? You
absolutely.
Would say that? Huh.
I've never had a late fee from a garage before.
Yeah. We're not here to dispute you.
Okay,
No. I mean, Amy, you saying you on top of it is kind of like a, what is that called? A moron?
Oxymoron.
That's it. Oxymoron.
Yeah, I would not go with straight moron. I would go with oxymoron.
I couldn't think of the first word.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm pretty on top of it, but I will not expense it.
Oh, okay. You should at least try.
No, I'm not even going to try.
He'll try. Okay, thank you.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's into pickleball. It's all the rage, and it's great because you can play it as you age. Bobby Bones.
Pretty good. This will be the last time that I mention this, but we did finish jury duty over the weekend, and there was a show like it back in the day called Joe Schmo, which is a bit different as far as like what they planned, but they put a guy into a reality show, and then everybody else was an actor around them, so they kind of redid it, but they told a guy, hey, you're going to serve a jury, it's going to be a documentary, but he's the only one, everybody else is an actor. I finished it, and I thought it was pretty good at the beginning. By the end of it, I loved it. And I think possibly once it ended, I think it's the best show in that genre I've ever seen. Have you guys finished it?
It was great.
The ending was, and I don't want to say anything about the ending, but it's one of the best finale episodes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I was recommending it, but now it's like so good that I would say, hey, even if you don't love it the first two or three, like, it's worth it. It's awesome.
So jury duty on Amazon. It ended, and Caitlin and I were, and we were just like, yeah, that could win an Emmy. It, like, and those shows don't really do that. But that could win an Emmy. Hey, give it an Oscar. Give it a Grammy. Those are the only categories they don't win it. But it's called Jury Duty. Everybody's talking about it. But check it out. And that's it. Thank you very much. All right, let's get started with today's show. Everybody feeling pretty good?
Yeah.
Love it. You're going to like this mailbag today, Amy, because it's about signs from the universe, which you think you get all the time.
Yes.
All right, let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Bobby Bones. I just finished your Bobby cast with Alana Springsteen and enjoyed hearing how she believes in signs. I'm in my late 30s and I feel like I've been stuck in the same career way too long and I want to make a change. I've been considering starting over and moving into a writing career, which I'm more passionate about, but I don't know yet how I'd make money. I recently asked for a sign and then this week I got an email that I'd been accepted to a writer's retreat this summer. Only 15 people got selected. I never thought I'd be chosen. Do you think it's a sign I should quit my job to start my career as a writer? Or should I give it more time to think it through after the writer's retreat? Sign, big believer in signs. No, it is not a sign to quit your job, first of all. Amy, stop rubbing your hands together.
This is exciting.
It is not a sign to quit your job. You applied for this. They probably just think you're good enough. You should just go to it. This is not a sign to quit your job.
Could be.
It's an...
But it could be.
Here's how I would handle this sign. It is a sign, 100%.
It's not a sign. It's the work that she's done. She had to obviously apply to be accepted.
I would also say it's a sign she was listening to this episode you did.
That's good.
Alana.
Everything's not a sign, and if you look for a sign, you're going to find a sign.
Mm.
I'm way more rational about it, but Amy, you go ahead and do your thing, and I will not interrupt.
So what I see this as, I see it as an opportunity for you to go take a step in the direction towards what you truly want to do, but you're going to have to maintain some form of income so you can support yourself. So there's going to be some overlap.
But that's not a sign. Well, that's
you said you'd let her
rational.
Talk.
I lied.
No,
I lied. It was a sign to me that Amy's saying what I said, but it's not some sign.
It's a sign that it's coming. You're headed in the right direction. Keep going. It's a sign to keep going. Don't stop.
I agree with everything you're saying except the sign thing. It's not a sign. You applied for it. You got what you deserved. You worked hard. You wrote. You submitted. They said yes. That's not a sign. That's called the fruits of your labor. It's called, you get to make a difficult decision once you go to this writer's retreat and what you want to do. You can do both.
Okay, it's a sign that she listened to your podcast.
It's a sign. Okay, I just don't believe in signs. Okay, that's what
she heard the sign. She needed the sign to be reminded that someone that's writing and that's on your podcast believes in
signs.
She was
looking for a sign anyway. The podcast had nothing to do with it. She just said she enjoyed listening about signs. So obviously she's into signs.
As someone that's into signs, I'm letting her know that the podcast is probably a sign.
Oh my gosh.
Just saying. Keep going.
Go to the writer's retreat. You wanted a sign, you will get a sign. I'd like a sign right now that today's going to be a good day.
They don't work like that.
I really would like a sign that today's going to be a good day. Eddie blinked twice, and 2 has been my lucky number all day.
Wow.
So it's now a sign. I was looking for it, and I got it. So you can insert anything into the sign thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I didn't blink, though.
You did.
No,
you just didn't even know it.
That would mean you're have to wake up this morning before you even saw Eddie, and you're like, okay, if Eddie blinks twice
today. No, I'm just looking for a sign. It's a happy blink.
Okay.
You can find anything you want.
Cool.
If you look for a sign. Just do the work.
I'm going to look for a sign that Bobby's a hater. Got
here you
it.
Go. You want to hear
yeah.
it?
You're
just
watching
do
it.
The work. Yeah.
I'm listening to it.
Congratulations, by the way, getting in. That's really cool. You should go do it. Pursue your dream. You got to keep making money at the same time. You can do it both. There's a lot of sacrifice. If you want something great, you got to sacrifice something great. Sometimes that's time. Sometimes that's time with others. Good for you. Really cool. Now go give it a run. I'm not a believer in signs. I'm a believer in hard work. That's what's up. So go get it.
It doesn't mean people that believe in signs don't work hard.
I believe people want to sign. Oh, should I do it? You know what your sign is? Go to freaking work. Make them want you.
What?
Yeah. Here's a sign. Work this way. Arrow. Go and write. Do whatever you want to do. Chase your dream, but keep working as well for now. And then the sign to give up is when someone will pay you enough to be able to give up your job. That's a sign. Or also a paycheck.
All right.
Whatever you want to call it.
Signs come in steps. This is step one.
Okay, thank
She's
you.
She's headed there.
Cuckoo. All right, thank you for the email. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly. right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
There's a new cereal that Kellogg's has put out. It's Icy cereal. Remember the Icy? Red and blue
like
Icy.
Oh, like Slurpees? Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
Kellogg's collaborated with Icy, the red and blue slushies, to create an Icy cereal. It has cherry and blue raspberry flavors.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah, it does.
Along with a mysterious cooling sensation. That sounds weird.
No, that is weird. It's like a menthol.
That's what I was thinking, too, like Bengay.
Right.
Or like
I was thinking Mentos.
Mentos isn't really...
Yeah, like minty. Yeah.
Mentos,
man.
You know what Bengay, I mentioned Bengay to my wife the other day. She was like, I don't know what that is. It's Icy Hot. She goes, I know what that is.
Same thing, yeah.
Do they not make Bengay anymore?
No, they got Bengay.
Yeah.
It should be arriving in stores real soon. So that's a food that, I don't know, that feels pretty good. I'd eat that cereal.
Come on.
It's got to be loaded with sugar. Well, how could it not be?
All those flavors.
Yeah, how could it not be? Speaking of food, Eddie has a story. Okay, go ahead.
So when you were talking about your restaurant experience, I was like, ooh, this reminded me of this.
Yesterday, I had a bad experience at a restaurant where I was like, should they have given us anything free? They didn't. I didn't ask for it, but that was what it was. Yeah.
And I had the same thought. When we had Pizza Friday, and I got the pizza, they delivered it. I put it on the countertop, and I open it up, and the pizza's there. The whole pizza. Pepperoni and mushroom.
Was the pizza exactly as you had requested?
Exactly how I requested it.
Same size?
Same size, same topping, same everything. Except it wasn't cut. I'm like, this is bizarre. How is this pizza not cut at all? It was just the whole pizza right there.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking like, okay, look, lucky for me, I have knives, I have cutters, I can cut this, no problem. But what if I was at the park? What if it was a picnic? What if I was at a ball game and I ordered pizza? I can't cut it. So I'm thinking like, ooh, what would we do? Could we get our money back? Could we get a free pizza? Could we get another pizza that's cut and keep this one? What do you think?
No, no.
That's such an inconvenience.
It is.
Sometimes we order pizza and it's not cut.
What?
Really?
Yeah, if it's like, because there's this place that's like super Italian, and they send the pizza and you have to cut it yourself because that's how pizza was originally made.
Oh.
That's ridiculous. This pizza place isn't that kind of place. It's not like we stand tradition.
No, I mean, it is. It's different, but I don't think you get a free anything because it wasn't cut. And also, they brought it to your house.
Yeah.
Well, you probably have some sort of knife at your house.
What if I didn't?
Well, then you rip it.
That's what we were going to do.
Yeah.
And then I just got a knife and cut it. Like, no problem. But still, I thought for a second.
You don't get a free pizza. They give you everything you wanted.
No, it was not cut. Pizza should always come cut.
This sounds a little lunchboxy.
What do you think, Lunch?
I think you could have got a free pizza because it is very inconvenient. And if you rip it, it's uneven. The cheese slides off.
Oh, the topping can go.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Why don't you call a pizza
place? I will.
And say, hey, look, we ordered a pizza and it wasn't cut. Can we get a free one?
Okay.
What can we do because of that?
How are you going to make this up to me?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. I'm just telling you this bit to do.
No, no, that's what I'm saying.
I know what he's saying.
They might need a picture of it, Eddie.
I got video.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
We got evidence. We got exhibit A.
Video. Are you just like shocked?
Yeah, I'm like, what is going on here? This is crazy. Okay,
that's like how you know you have too much time on your hands. When you're making a video, that's how you know life's going pretty good. When you're like, all right, let me record my pizza that's not cut exactly right. Okay, I think nothing. They didn't mess up your time. If you order pepperoni and they sent you a olive and cheese only, that's a different situation because you don't even like it.
Absolutely.
But no, you can't get a free pizza.
I can't believe you've gotten a pizza that wasn't cut before. That's crazy.
Anytime we get it from this place, it's never cut. And so we have a pizza cutter at the house for this reason specifically.
Yeah. You need to call that place back.
We also make pizzas with cauliflower crust. You buy the cauliflower crusts from the grocery store. There's two in a box and you put them down. And then we put the marinara sauce on it with a spoon. And then we put the cheese. My wife's is way healthier than mine is. We haven't done this in a while since we started in Whole30. But then I put the pepperonis on there and you put it in. You know what you do when you get it out? You cut it with a pizza cutter.
Oh, or you get it out of the freezer, put it in the oven, and then you got to cut it.
Yeah, we don't do those anymore. Oh. I used to. I used to be Totino's. Yeah. A legend with Totino's.
Those are great.
That's why I stack my freezer with. Okay, Eddie, you get nothing. Lunchbox, let us know.
Yeah, free right. pizza.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This kid, Nick Kelly, was about to turn 16 years old. I mean, what awareness he had, because instead of having a big party, he's about to be 16. He's like, I want to celebrate people that have actually done something for me, that have actually cared for me. And then he went one step further and he was like, I want to celebrate people that just don't have it as good as me. So instead of having a party himself, he decided to feed the homeless and give out care packages. So he created first a GoFundMe page so he could put together care packages of necessities and food and a few bucks. And he got 70 donors. So he hit his goal of $2,500. And then on his 16th birthday, like his literal birthday, he spent the day distributing care packages for like 8 hours.
Wow.
That's amazing.
On his birthday. On his birthday. Yeah.
Who does that?
Even the day before, you'd be like, that's cool, but you probably still want to have a birthday. But the packages had blankets and toiletries, sanitizing wipes, and other items. And in the update he put on the page, he was like, hey, you guys are all a big part of this mission. And he hopes that every birthday, he can actually do something to give back. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are teenagers just becoming better?
I guess.
Some.
Yeah. Not all of them.
Well, I'm not saying all of them, but I mean,
The ones we know.
I don't know a kid. And I felt like I was like trying, but I don't think I would have done that on my 16th birthday. I actually had a baseball game on my 16th birthday. We were playing Mount Ida. I turned 16. I think we lost like 13-1. It was a brutal game.
Oof.
I get hit by a pitch.
Dang.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember being my birthday. It was terrible. And we got crushed. And then I walked up and I didn't have a car, but I worked. And I remember my mom being like, hey, you can go drive our car around. It's your 16th birthday because my permit turned into a license. And I was like, we just lost 16-1, whatever. Why do I want to go drive around? Happy birthday to me. And then I sulked all night.
Oh, you didn't drive around?
I didn't care to, Eddie.
Listen to music?
No, we lost terribly and I got hit by a pitch. I did not like it. I think I had two errors too, if I remember correctly. It was just a miserable birthday.
You sound like you remember every single detail.
Sounds like I do, yeah. Sounds like I really held on to that. All right, but shout out Nick Kelly. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Also want to commend Abby because she ran the half marathon for St. Jude. Abby, nice job.
Woo, great thank job. You.
And so you raised a bunch of money?
Yeah.
And what's one of the perks they give you when you raise a bunch of money?
So if you get so much, you actually get to stay in a hotel for two nights downtown.
How much did you get?
Over 3,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
So St. Jude puts you up. I'm sure they have some kind of trade out with the hotel.
Uh-huh.
So you go to the hotel the night before?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So what happens?
Checked in real quick, went up to my room, and I like busted in my room. And what I saw, it was a couple. It was a couple in there.
Oh,
they were already sitting there.
They gave you the key to a room where people already were in.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I was like, I screamed. I was probably really dramatic because I was not expecting that at all.
What time of evening was it?
About 6:30.
So you go and you beep, beep. And I'm assuming you get right in because if you're like beep, beep, click, click. And they're like, no, no, no. That kind of happens. But you went right in.
Oh, no. I just went right in.
And where were they sitting?
One was on the couch. One was on the bed.
And did they turn around and look at you and make eye contact with you?
Yes. Oh, immediately. And I'm like, oh, hello.
Were you
after
by yourself?
I screamed. My mom was with me. She did the race too.
Okay.
And so they were like, who are you? And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Is this, you know, the room number? And they were like, yeah, we were given the same key. And they were like, we thought that was funny because the TV came on and it said, welcome, Abby. You know how like hotel rooms do that where they greet
oh,
you?
Oh, wow.
And it came on right before I busted in.
So, oh, so right when they beeped you,
huh,
then the information went up to the room TV.
Yes, to
so
like
they
welcome
were like,
me.
Abby.
Uh-huh. And like, I mean, there were towels on the floor. Like they had just taken a shower. And I told them, I was like, I'm glad you were just sitting there.
Yeah, yeah. And luckily oh, they were up and able and thinking clearly.
You yes.
Know, I went into a place once. I went to Dallas for the ACMs that year that it was in Dallas. And I got my hotel, and it was late. I got my hotel key and I went up and BB opened the door. And I walk in and just put my bag down and start to, and like lay some stuff down on the counter on the table because it was like a suite. So there was a living room and the bedroom. And I walk in and I remember thinking to myself, I didn't clean this place very good. But not enough to stop. I was like, whatever. I'm tired. So I go and I open the door and I see two suitcases. It just starts to click and I look over in the bed and there are two sets of feet.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
And it's dark. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And shut the door quietly, went and grabbed my stuff, and just like throw it all in a pocket and then got the heck out of there.
Wait, they didn't even know you were in there?
Not that I did not see them know, but it scared me so bad because I felt like they could have got up, been half asleep.
Attacked you.
Grabbed a gun.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Or just been scared. My in-laws were coming from Tulsa-ish, where they live, over here, and they stopped for the night halfway in Arkansas. They left late in the evening, so they stopped halfway. And they went into a place, and they opened the door, and Caitlin's sister went into the bathroom and was like, wait, what's happening here? There was, like, a toothbrush, and about that time, if I remember correctly, somebody started screaming from inside the room. Not one of our people. Somebody was asleep, because they were asleep in the bed. They were like, ah! You talk about freaking out.
Yeah.
Everybody freaks out. I'm freaking out because you're yelling. You're yelling because you're freaking out. Somebody's in your room that shouldn't be there. But Caitlin's sister was just like, I went in the bathroom and there was all this toothpaste. But her mom and dad were also in the room. They'd all, that's crazy.
How does this happen so much? I don't understand.
It's just putting in some wrong information. It's just a computer. I mean, the same thing. Okay, put somebody in. And maybe it doesn't recognize the room's full. And then all of a sudden you put them in, you beep the card. That's your key.
Voila.
It must happen a decent amount.
Gosh, I mean, it's just a reminder to do that extra lock thing up top.
Oh, the latch. I always do the latch.
Yeah.
I don't, but now I do.
You should.
I know I should.
Yeah,
but this
I
is
never
a
do the latch.
I do a latch, not so much for somebody accidentally coming in, but for somebody coming in purposefully to murder me.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's the real reason.
Yeah, that's the real reason. So that's like next level. But yeah, it feels like, you know how you walk in on someone and they're sitting on the toilet and it's very awkward? You're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like, but times five when you walk in someone's room and they're sitting there. Well, Abby, I'm glad you came out okay.
Me too. I felt so bad for them. Ooh. And then they tried to call down to the front desk and the phone didn't work. So I was like, I'll just go down.
What kind of hotel were you staying at, Abby?
Yeah.
This was it's like a 5-star hotel. That's why I was very confused.
Out of 10? New scale?
Yeah.
And, out of 10. The race, you did good though? You feel good about it?
Don't feel that great.
Why?
I can barely walk still.
But that's okay.
I didn't really train, so.
Well, yes, that would be a problem then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good. I don't recommend it.
How much money did you raise?
A little over 3,000, so I'm proud of that.
Did you jog the whole time?
I did, yeah.
Good for you.
I was like, as long as I can just jog.
12 and a half miles or so? 13 miles or so?
Yeah, 13.1.
That's a big run, and you didn't stop?
No, I walked a little. And I had to run sideways because my hips hurt so bad, so I started, like, you know, doing different things sideways.
I can't believe you didn't train.
Yeah, because you were raising money, so you didn't.
We just assumed you trained.
Yeah.
I did about 2 miles. That was the farthest run I did.
Wow.
Go, Mike. Good job.
Mike did the whole marathon, 26.2 miles.
Did he get a hotel room?
In 8 minutes. Mike, did you raise $3,000?
I did, but I didn't get a hotel.
He did, but no hotel.
Wait, is this really?
Yeah, I'm like,
are you sure this wasn't a scam?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it was.
Maybe next year, Mike, you get a hotel room.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Amy, what does Dave Ramsey say whenever you go and you're shopping for something? You say the following to get a better deal.
Is that the best price you can give me?
And most times they're like, wow, it actually isn't. I'll give you a better price. And when we were first told that, we were like, dang, kind of life changed. And you guys have tried that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it works.
It works, right. So now here's a new one.
Ooh.
Sales experts say to act frustrated with the salesperson.
I do that all the time.
No, in the study, researchers found that people who just got moderately upset arrived at better terms than those who were friendly or really mad. You got to find that. What? Why are you shaking your head, Eddie?
I don't like acting mad for that. Like, if I'm going to be mad, it's because you've done me wrong.
But you're not that mad. Frustrated.
Moderately frustrated.
Yes.
They tended to get 15 to 20% more of a deal when there was just a hint of anger.
Boom. No.
That's because getting somewhat peeved communicates strength without compromising credibility. Now, this is from a psychology journal called the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology.
Hmm.
So it's finding that, like, oh, come on.
Yeah, because I need, give
why
me an
is
example.
Why are you such an idiot?
What's
I said, why are you such an idiot?
That's a good one.
No, I would never say that. It's I don't know what mildly frustrating. Let's say, Lunchbox, you come in, I'm selling your car, and we've been looking at it. We've been looking at a Ioniq 6 from Hyundai. And I'm like, got this Ioniq 6, Lunchbox. How do you feel, buddy?
Man, you're not meeting me where I need to be. Like, you're not helping me out. You got to help me. Mm. Well, I mean, this is the best I can do.
Oh, you're doing my part too now?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I forgot.
Feel it out. Remember, be frustrated with him.
Yeah, I'm frustrated with him. Like, man, dude, like you understand. Like, I told you, you said you could give me a better deal. Like, there's no need to charge me for that. You don't need to charge me for the cup holders. Like, that's ridiculous.
Do you say I'm starting to get frustrated?
No, you can. Your tone of voice starts to, and then you throw
that
in a little.
Like you're constipated though. No.
You throw in a little. Oh,
man, help me.
Go ahead.
It's sort of like you throw in some sarcasm also, and they'll be like, "Oh, okay." Like,
how do you be
passive aggressive? It's passive aggressive sarcasm.
Wow.
Okay, show us an example.
Give us an example.
Okay. Like, sort of like there was one time I was trying to get a table, right? And the lady said, "Oh, the table's ready." And I go to pick it up. She's like, "Oh, actually, we no longer carry that table, and I can't find one in any store, and so you're just going to pick a new one." I told her, "So you've called every single store in the United States of America, and you couldn't find one." She goes, well, no, actually, I haven't. And I said, okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to call every single store.
You said this.
Yeah.
You said this is
what? What?
Yeah.
This is such, I'm sure he's telling the truth because he went right to this example. Go ahead.
And I said, so you're going to call every single store in America, and then you can call me and tell me that the table is no longer available.
I was on the phone.
No, I was in person.
Oh.
And she was like.
Oh, because you're going to leave while she does all that.
Yeah, and she's like turning red, and she was like, but. You know, you can pick a different... And I was like, so I can just go to the back and pick any table I want? Well, no, those are already sold, she said. And I said, oh, sort of like the one that I had. I already put a down payment on this table, and you let someone else take it out of the store. Well, yeah, but you said I can pick any table. And this lady just started getting red, and she was going to cry.
Did you like that?
Oh, I felt like it said... It showed.
It felt what?
It showed that I had power.
It felt what? Finish that.
It felt good.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, so what was the end result?
The end result was I went home. 20 minutes later, she had found a table an hour south of town. Wow. Oh. She called two stores and found it. But there was no more in America. We no longer carry this table. All you got to do is push a little back, a little frustration, a little aggravation, and you get what you want.
It felt what?
Good.
Yeah. Not to get the table. Because that did feel good.
The power.
But how did it feel when you're
digging? Oh, it felt good.
Yeah.
It felt good. Because here's you want to know what happened? You want the whole story?
Yeah, give it to me.
So you go in, you put a down payment on the table, and they say they'll call you when it's here. 2 days later, I get a call that the table's there. So I go to pick up the table, but I didn't have my receipt with me, so they couldn't give it to me.
Okay.
So I go back the next day with my receipt. They're like, oh, that table actually wasn't for you. We called you on accident, and we gave it to someone else. And I'm like, okay, well... I need that table. Oh, there's no more available now. That table's sold out. That's when I got frustrated.
And then you said what to her?
I said, so you've called every store in America, every single location. And actually, no, I haven't. Oh, so you're telling me there is a chance.
And you got your table.
Got my table.
And it felt
good.
Yeah. Bed Bath & Beyond's going out of business, by the way.
Oh, no.
Well, they declared bankruptcy. Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah, no.
Big blue coupon?
No.
20% off?
Yeah, that's. I think maybe that's why they went out.
Coupons? The coupons would get you in there.
Yeah, to buy more stuff.
Yeah, you'd roll into that thing like a manila folder size coupon. You're like, I got this. You saw the person with that coupon coming from a mile away. You can't put it in your pocket. You got to flip it like they do, you know, when they're standing on the corner with that big arrow. And they're like pointing.
Signs.
They're flipping the big Bed Bath & Beyond coupon just to get in the store. But yeah, that's the deal. No more Bed Bath & Beyond. They're doing liquidation sales. So if you need a bed
or you need
some bath or you need some Beyond, right now's the time to get it. Can you get extra Beyond right now? Okay. Very low price.
Oh, no, that's going to affect Shark Tank big time.
You really never needed the coupon, though, to be fair.
What?
Why?
I would go in. And I would go, especially when I was single. I haven't been in there in years. So I was single and I would go in and I would need a lamp or a toilet seat or something. I don't even know why I'd be in there. And I'd be like, oh, I forgot my coupon. They're like, no problem. We have 1,000 of these. Yeah. It was just a way to get you in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Why Shark Tank?
Because Lori Grenier, one of her things is like, I can get you into Bed Bath & Beyond. She's one of the sharks.
Well, they have a whole section at Bed Bath & Beyond that says, as seen on TV. And
yeah,
it's
Shark
all the
Tank.
Stuff from infomercials and Shark Tank.
I mean, the Scrub Daddy was huge at Bed Bath & Beyond. They have a lot, the Squatty Potty.
Urine Be Gone.
I don't know.
Stuff you could only buy on TV.
You guys all call things that I know you're using, like Urine Be Gone and Squatty Potty, because I know those are both of you use those.
Yeah, and the Scrub Daddy. It's like, it's a sponge. That if you get hot water, it gets hard. If you use cold water, it's soft. It is crazy.
And what do you scrub with it?
Whatever. The table, the pans.
Oh, not your body, because I'm about to call bullcrap on that one.
Body. No. I'm just saying, whatever temperature, I don't know if it's hot or cold, but...
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty neat, and they've made millions of dollars. Wow. Millions.
Speaking of stores, a teenage grocery store employee in Pennsylvania was arrested for putting sewing needles in various foods and cleaning sponges.
No. That's so mean.
Oh, no.
Pennsylvania State Police are warning shoppers after they say an employee at a Lehigh County grocery store put sewing needles in food.
What on earth?
That's food. Man, food tampering is no joke.
Yeah.
I remember once because needles is a whole different thing, but once there was another radio show when we were just a local show in Austin, and somebody called into another radio station, and they were just like laughing. Ah, Bobby Bones can't eat. I spit in his food. I was with the chef there.
That's messed up.
That's messed up. So, I did. I put a needle in their food.
Well, wait, you did?
No. I got a question.
I'm kidding.
Does the spit bother you if you don't know about it?
It does once I know about it.
Yeah, after you know about it.
And the thing is, they were on the radio talking about it.
Yeah,
they're
saying it. They were like, we spit. And all those hosts, we got them. Disgusting. Those hosts now, nowhere to be found.
What do you mean? Went on vacation?
Hey, who knows? You know what I mean? You know how we do around here?
No.
No, we don't. No.
Okay, that's right. You don't. Yeah, we'll keep it like that.
Okay.
This is Kim from New Hampshire.
I heard last night that Jimmy Allen and his wife are getting divorced. So it leads me to wonder, are they the secret celebrity country couple that Raymundo predicted a year ago? I think about the fact that you said they're definitely not getting divorced. She's pregnant, so that would lead one to believe that they're probably not the ones. Just curious. Love you, Bobby. Love you, everyone.
It is not. The one that Ray said was really ridiculous.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel bad about that one. I really don't even want it to get out.
Yeah, but it won't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're all good. No, it wasn't. It wasn't Jimmy. We hate to hear that about Jimmy. But yeah, Jimmy announced that they're separating and that she is pregnant. I haven't heard the D word yet.
No, I've not seen that.
Right. But no, it was not Jimmy and his wife that were in the envelope that Ray said he knew who was getting divorced next. thank you for that call. All right, let's go to Kelly in Sarasota, Florida.
Morning, studio. So last week, I put some money into my IRA, and I was trying to think of different stocks that I wanted to purchase. And I thought of Lunchbox, and I looked up Rolls-Royce, and that didn't seem like a very good choice. And I looked up WWE. So I purchased $5,000 worth of WWE, and so far, so good. Thanks, Lunch.
Did you ever get WWE, or are we still out?
No, we're good, man. We got one.
Okay. Well, I'll come for an update later. What do you mean we got one?
She bought $5,000 worth. That's the life. Let's do that.
Okay. Not with you.
How much are you willing to put in?
Well, I mean, we'd split it three ways, right?
Okay, so you're telling me you'd put in $1,700.
Yeah.
No.
Just say we did it, man.
Why would you just want to say you did it?
Man, dude, did you hear how baller she sounded?
No.
I just called up to tell you I put $5,000 on WWE.
Okay.
What?
I don't want to do it just to say it.
I mean, that sounds cool. You go to the grocery store. I guess what I did today? $5,000 on WWE.
That would never come up at the grocery store.
Yeah, you can make it come up.
All right, Abby from New York with the final voicemail.
I have a morning corny for Amy. Why do cow milking stools only have three legs? The cow's got the udder.
Funny. The udder.
The udder leg.
I struggled. Really?
Yeah. I struggle with
I like that
one. All right, that's it. Thank you for all the voicemails. Leave us one if you'd like. 877-77-BOBBY. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly. Right. I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo boop, ba doop, boop, ba doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
According to Lil Yachty, Drake's mansion has over 10 bathrooms and all of the toilets play Tupac, Hit 'Em Up. Like, you walk into the bathroom, the toilet seat like lifts up and this starts playing and looping as long as you're in there.
Wow.
What's the inside story with that?
Well, I wonder, though, if maybe the song switches every day or something. Like that day, Lil Yachty just went in and Tupac hit him up.
Oh, no. He said he's used the bathroom there multiple times.
Well, maybe it's just like, hit him up. You got to go. Hit him up.
Okay. Don't you have some weird bathroom at your house that, I don't know.
It doesn't sing a song to you. But when we bought the house, we bought it from an eccentric old fella. He was like 80, but had also been in the music business. A creative, if you will. And when he built the house, it was bizarre. It still is kind of bizarre. We've gotten a lot of the bizarreness out of it. But into the main bathroom, in our, like, you go from the living room to that main bathroom, there is a black urinal and a black toilet. And that's the deal right there in that main bathroom. And there's also, you flip a light on, a strobe, multicolored light comes on.
It's like you're in the club.
It's the one thing we've been like, let's not change that. Because it's so weird. It's so that we're like, we have other things that are kind of weird, but that's so weird that people will just know, well, obviously you guys didn't do this. But we have a urinal. And the urinal part's pretty cool.
I will admit,
you don't pee on the seat if there's not a seat. That's the meme of the guy with the finger up to his. Yeah. Anyway, what else you got?
Would you say that golf has helped you get ahead in business?
No, I will not. I will say it drives me bonkers.
Okay, well,
in business, no, none.
But sometimes you go golfing with businessy people or
nope.
No,
never. I don't think I've ever been on a business golf in my life because I'm always scared to go and then I'll lose whatever business I'm going to get because I sometimes suck. It's weird because sometimes I go out and I'll be real good. Sometimes I suck, and so I don't want. Do you know what though? Somebody massive in the company is coming down just to play golf with me next week.
Oh, well, that's a perfect example.
This will be the only business time I've ever played. I know. Oh, no, is right. This could be bad for all of us. Yeah. So why do you say that?
Oh, well, because I just saw this whole article about how for women, not knowing how to play golf can hurt them in business, especially at the executive level. And I was like, well, shoot. We should start investing in golf lessons.
That seems old school.
Oh, and they say it's still not. Because
who's
thinking
they?
About how...
It's probably the old guy who sold me the house. Same guy.
Okay, no, just a recent study was done that if you're trying to get up that corporate ladder, it may benefit you to know how to play golf and then get invited. And if I think about it, I hear a lot of executives around here talking about golf all the time.
Executives, Rod and Gator.
Well,
the two guys that are...
But I mean...
This is what I would say about golf. It's not really the golf that matters. It's if you can spend a few hours with somebody, you just naturally start to get closer to them because it's almost like you've been... in trauma for so long, being mad at a golf ball that you trauma bond.
I love how you're saying golf is a few. It's more like five hours.
That's four.
We played in 3.5.
Yeah.
Me, Eddie, and George Burge played in 3.5 the other day.
We're flying.
Speed golf?
Bad. Pick it up. Go next hole. All right, what else you got?
I Hope You Dance is trending thanks to Love is Blind on Netflix.
I watched season one and liked it, but never even wanted to go back and watch any more of it. That was such a pandemic show to me. And it was a new concept where you fall in love with somebody you've never seen before. And that seems like a real goofy, cheesy show now. I guess it was then too, but it's getting massive numbers on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. And so earlier in the season, two cast members, Zach and Bliss, they had an early connection because they both loved the song and they knew all the lyrics.
This song, it's just a song. Yeah.
Except for Zach called her Leanne Wombat. But Leanne had a good sense of humor about it online. But yeah, the song is trending now because it's 23 years ago that it came out.
So
a lot of people had not heard it. And now because of the show, they're like, whoa, this is a jam.
You know, there's a lot of songs because my wife's 12 years younger than I am. She doesn't know a lot of like the alternative stuff that I do. I think she calls it divorce dad rock.
God, that's terrible.
Yeah. And so she's like, we're going to listen to some more divorce dad rock tonight. If we play cards, whoever wins gets to pick the music from the last time.
That's funny.
She's like, more divorce dad rock? I don't like calling it that, but sure. All right, thank you.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Before Eddie goes, just a reminder, we did the same story that we're about to do yesterday, but Lunchbox was doing it. He was really giving it an effort. Really was. But in the middle of it, it's one of those big, nasty, wet coughs.
Ugh.
You want me to reenact?
No.
No.
Oh.
But the whole story turned into, why does he come into work sick all the time? He gets everybody sick here all the time. Maybe we put his desk out in the hall or something.
That'd be a great idea.
Well, I don't think that's it, but I like where I'm going with it, you know? So Lunchbox gets everybody sick, and it turned into a whole, listen to the podcast from yesterday. So this story was lost because of what happened, his wet cough.
And yeah. It's a great story.
It's a great story. So today is Eddie's day to do his. So Eddie, we're going to go to you, and you're going to do the same exact story.
You got it.
Okay, here, with no coughs.
I'm going to try my best.
No sniffles.
I might be sick too, you know?
Okay, here. Well, now, yeah, a day later. Yeah. Here he is, Eddie. Go ahead.
So Spencer is a 13-year-old golden retriever, and he used to go to all the Boston marathons. With its owner, they would wave a flag that said Boston Strong. Everyone knew Spencer. Even last year, it became the official golden retriever dog of the Boston Marathon. Well, Spencer lost his battle to cancer. We lost Spencer. But now this year, there were over 100 golden retrievers that walked the last mile of the marathon in honor of Spencer.
That's pretty good.
Love that.
How cool, hey. Like, you're at the marathon, you see all these dogs. You're like, what was that all about? Well, honor Spencer.
I'm pretty moved right now, I'll be honest with you. Nothing distracted me from being moved either. I like that.
Hey, I'm holding the cough.
Thank you. Thank you. It's like the town of Kyle, and I'm not sure if they did it yet, where they were trying to get the most Kyles to show up to Kyle, Texas.
Hilarious.
Break the Guinness World Record, like over 2,000 Kyles in Kyle.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. Did it happen?
I don't know.
Amy was talking about it in we do some stuff for Austin, and she's like, everybody, if your name's Kyle, come. I can't imagine anybody booking a flight from like North Dakota. Yeah. Kyle, do you want to go to this?
Duty calls. I mean,
let's go. But the same thing with these dogs. It's awesome. They all showed up. Great story. That. Sorry.
Okay, here we go.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on KindSnacks.com today.